Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas with you. Time now to return to our Lorain County's First Response Series. It's a project of the Lorain County Addis Board, supported through Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration Award SP-080284, First Responders Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act Cooperative Agreement. And we have in studio with us right now, we've got Dawn Crowe. She's the site director for Firelands Counseling and Recovery Services of Lorain County. Dawn, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here in studio. And, you know, I just mentioned that you're the site director for Firelands Counseling and Recovery Services of Lorain County. So for those who aren't familiar with what you guys do, kind of give us an overview of what you guys do.
Okay. So we are part of Firelands Regional Medical Center that is in Sandusky. And my position here is to manage the requests, the needs, the services for Lorain County. And we are one of the two primary treatment providers funded by the Alcohol and Drug Addictions Board of Lorain County. We service in our Amherst location adults, children, families, older adults, and we serve folks that have a primary alcohol and drug addiction or a primary mental health disorder or a person who has a mixture of both.
Okay. And this, of course, we're celebrating Recovery Month, September Recovery
Correct.
Month here in Lorain County. What is this year's theme?
This year's theme is Join the Voices for Recovery, Invest in Health, Home, Purpose, and Community.
Now, there are four different dimensions of recovery, and you've listed these as family, health, employment, housing. If you can, let's kind of get into those individually. Let's begin with family.
Okay. Well, overall, what Recovery Month is intended to do is to really emphasize the fact that treatment for a alcohol and drug addiction or mental health disorder involves a recovery process, and the emphasis is really on an integration process and integrated care. And so the working definition of recovery from the federal government is a process of change through which individuals improve their health and wellness, live a self-directed life, and strive to reach their full potential. And so this month, for 2018, they have tried to emphasize that definition through the dimensions of family, health, employment, and housing. So, excuse me, under family, what we know is that a individual who is in treatment and or recovery does better when they have a supportive family. And for us, that means their family that they live with, or it also means their community that they reside in. The more support that somebody can get, the better they're going to feel, and the longer their recovery is going to stay positive.
Sticking with that for just a sec, I think that's a very important point to drive home. You know, it's not just the people that you live with. It could be the people in your neighborhood, and it could just be people that you rely on in some form or fashion through several methods of communication.
That's correct.
Well, let's transition now into health. I know that's a very, very big point of recovery as well.
Okay, so our definition of health is a very broad-ranging one where someone is overcoming or managing their disease or their symptoms. But what we also know with recovery is that the mind, body, spirit is all connected. And so it goes back to that concept of integration. So the more that you can take care of your physical health, the more that will help with your emotional health, the more that will help with your resiliency. And all of that together is going to make a more happy, healthy, and positive individual.
Seems like that would give you a much more positive outlook on life, and that certainly helps along the way in the recovery process. Again, we're talking about the four dimensions of recovery. Dawn Crowe is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Let's get into employment, because I think a lot of times people think of employment in different forms and fashions, but as a part of the recovery process, I'm sure employment is extremely important.
Extremely important. So the traditional way of looking at it would be somebody being able to obtain the independence that they need, the income and the resources, and then that allows them to give back to society, contribute to society. But also what we're saying is employment encompasses, especially early on, having a purposeful meaning in your life. And sometimes that is paid employment and sometimes it's not. So it could be that I am a homemaker, a family caretaker, and that is my role. And I see that as purposeful. Some other folks might volunteer in a certain sector. The important thing is that we help somebody identify their passion and access the resources in order to execute that passion. And if we do that, then you have a meaningful purpose to get up in the morning and contribute back to your society.
I think having that in the middle of your day or wherever it falls in your day, a very, very important part of your routine, and again, a very important part of the recovery process. Having a home to go home to is mm-hmm. also a very important part of this process as well.
Mm-hmm. And our definition of housing is not only having a roof over your head. Yes, you're gonna be better off having a roof over your head, but we want that roof to be in a safe neighborhood. We want you to have a sense of security. And part of that is all interwoven together. I need to be able to know that I can pay my rent or I can pay my mortgage, that I have utilities on, that I live in a neighborhood where there's not neighborhood violence, etc. So all of it is interwoven with each other, but we do know if I don't have to move from place to place, if I know where I'm going to rest my head at the end of the day, that security is going to allow me to focus on being my best self.
And I think that kind of security too is something that will help you in trying to resist temptation, because temptation is definitely out there for those who are in the recovery process. I want to give you a second here to kind of elaborate on that and talk about how all of these elements, the four dimensions of recovery, kind of tie together. You kind of hit on it there also. Housing isn't just having a roof over your head or having a place to go home to at night, but it's a place where you can go home to where you're not going to have the temptation, and you also have people around you who are going to help you recover.
Correct. And part of the treatment process is helping that individual develop their skill set in order to resist temptation. But it's also then identifying and accessing those best potentials to create that best environment, that most secure environment, that most positive environment for them. And those are the people that are going to do their best.
Well, Dawn, we've talked about the four dimensions of recovery. I think the most important step here, though, is to talk about prevention and treatment. Mm-hmm. And I think they certainly do go hand in hand, talking about those four different dimensions.
Absolutely. And what we really say in our world is that prevention does work. It's also extremely economical. The earlier we can hit folks with prevention, whether or not it's physical health, whether or not it's mental health, whether or not it's addictions and prevention, we know that that works. But in addition to that, we also know that treatment works, and we know that people recover. And sometimes I don't know that the general public understands that. While we do work with folks in a chronic relapsing type of condition, many, many health conditions are also chronic relapsing. Diabetes, high blood pressure, etc. It doesn't mean that we give up on treating folks for that. We continue to go back and tweak our treatment and do what needs to happen in order to get that person back on track. So we really want to give that message of hope to the general community to understand that folks absolutely recover and contribute back to society. Folks that have an addiction, folks that have a mental health disorder, folks that have both. And there's no reason to believe that they're not going to recover.
What are some of the resources that folks have out there, especially during recovery month? It's a very important month, but what are some of these resources that are out there for those who are in the recovery process?
Well, we have a variety of different resources that the Addis Board promotes. There are activities associated specifically with Recovery Month. Then the Addis Board does an excellent job of funding prevention folks that will go out to the schools and help to begin to hopefully reinforce or alter the values that we need to get our kids to abstain from ever using. They fund treatment providers so that folks that are suffering from an addiction are able to get the appropriate help they need. That could be something from detoxification to outpatient treatment to medication-assisted treatment, a whole variety of things. In addition to that, they're very good at providing support groups and peer recovery folks. And those are folks that can help somebody walk their journey. They can say, I've been through this. I've done that. Let me help support you. Let me be able to talk with you about what your struggles and trials and tribulations might be. So it's a very holistic kind of approach. And then Firelands will also make sure that we add in a physical health component, a positive nutrition program, a health and fitness program, et cetera. So we're really trying to, as a system, identify and daily reinforce those dimensions of recovery to the best of our ability so that we can help somebody, again, live their best life in all of those areas, not just in one.
Well, before we let you go, Don, for our listeners out there who are interested in learning about how they can access some of those resources or how they can get a hold of you in order to learn more about the four dimensions of recovery, how can they do that?
The Addis board can be accessed at their website or their phone number, which is 440-282-9920. And Firelands can be accessed at 440-984-3882 or firelands.com. Our local address is on Levitt Road in Amherst, and it's Firelands Counseling and Recovery Services of Lorain County.
Very good. Well, Don, thank you very much for stopping in. It was a pleasure to have you here in studio and shedding some more light here on the four dimensions of recovery.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you very much again. Don Crow joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, all part of our Lorain County's First Response Series, a project of Lorain County's Addis Board, supported through Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration Award SP080284, First Responders Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act Cooperative Agreement. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll come back with more after this on AM 930 WEOL.